Well, good afternoon again, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling. There's Sharon Shannon and her piece of music called Corandino, getting the programme off to a good start tonight. Looking out the window here, recording the programmes from home here, Wednesday afternoon, the sun is shining. Hard to believe we're only a week away from, not even a week away from the shortest day of the year here in New Zealand, and weather not too bad. It's not great in Ireland at the moment, the weather, but hopefully it will improve next week. You're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Wherever you're listening tonight, whether it's in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Christchurch Saturday night, Kapiti Coast and Wellington on Sunday, or around the world on planetaudio.org.nz, I hope you can stay with us for the next hour. We'll bring you plenty of good music and lots of news and everything from Ireland. So up first tonight, we'll go with you too. Pride in the Name of Love, one of their big hits after the start. There he is, Bono, and the rest of the boys. I think he celebrated his 64th last birthday recently in London with his family, and one of their big hits when they started out back in the late 70s, early 80s, Pride in the Name of Love. I hope wherever you're listening, you're enjoying what you're hearing tonight, music, and we go through some of the news items in Ireland. From the Irish Times, the most read articles this afternoon: a motor dealer owes the revenue 11.7 million in one of the largest ever tax settlements. AstraZeneca COVID antibody treatment fails to hit main targets in the latest trial. And there's a question and answer here: what is MICA, M-I-C-A, and why are people protesting over it? And there was a protest outside the Dáil yesterday, and a beautiful house in Donegal, and there's many around the country. And whatever was made up in the cement mix or whatever in the blocks that were made, it's caused the blocks to decay. And this is known as MICA, and they're looking for some compensation. Vaccine registration for people aged 30 to 39 is to open within the next week. And Fintan O'Toole says Tories' appetite for farcical fodder is insatiable. He's talking about how Boris Johnson last week talked about what the European Union and this imaginary border down the Irish Sea is doing to the people in Northern Ireland. They cannot get sausages. Well, some of the biggest sausage manufacturers are actually in Northern Ireland, and Fintan wrote about how this, you know, putting the food up there as something that's causing great distress. But he's basically calling out old Johnson there. Leaving Cert Biology, COVID features on challenging paper. What else is happening there? Tighter travel restrictions for UK travellers due to the concerns over this new Indian Delta virus. And I see Leo Varadkar tonight believes that in a statement to his political party, Fine Gael party, that Irish unification can happen in his lifetime, and he's urging Fine Gael to open or set up a political party office in Northern Ireland. And finally, Britain can expect few favours from Joe Biden on his first tour. He's got the big meeting tomorrow with the big man himself from Russia, but great that he's basically saying that America absolutely want to ensure that nothing is going to happen, the Good Friday Agreement. Well, school day's over soon for most people doing the Leaving Cert. Some are doing the exams and other have chosen projected grades. But here's Luke Kelly and School Day's Over.
Yeah.
Yes, well, the Leaving Cert is on at the moment, and of course, you know, the next big date will be when the Central Applications Office give out the places to people going to university. Still a big push on people going to university in Ireland, but there is more emphasis now, I think, being trying to put on people to get in, young people into trades, etc. Welcome along. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is broadcast here every week in New Zealand, thanks to the Hugh Green Group. I'm just looking at the headlines now in more detail here. These mica-affected homeowners protest in Dublin. Thousands of people from Donegal and Mayo have protested in support of a 100% redress scheme for homes and other buildings affected by blocks defective due to this mineral mica. So you can imagine if you have a house built, and most of the houses in Ireland are certainly built with concrete blocks, and the blocks start disintegrating, it's a nightmare. And obviously they're looking for compensation, so I'm not sure how they're going to get on with that. Yes, Leo Varadkar has said that he sees, he told party members that he believes the unification of Ireland can happen in his lifetime. In an online address, he said, "I believe in the unification of our island, and I believe it can happen in my lifetime." He suggested that his party should establish a branch in Northern Ireland, not with a view to contesting elections, but with a view to recruiting members and building networks with like-minded people. On difficulties implementing the Northern Ireland Protocol, he advised there should be no unilateral action, either by London or by Brussels. And he said, "Dublin fully appreciate the practical difficulties that the protocol has caused for some Northern Ireland and the problems for unionists in particular." Now here's the big quandary. There's no executive at the moment because Arlene Foster resigned on Monday. So they have 7 days now to appoint a new First Minister, which is Paul Given. He's been appointed by Putz, the leader of the Democratic Unionist Party. Whoever's got the biggest party can appoint the First Minister, and then Sinn Féin have to nominate a Deputy First Minister, which is Michelle O'Neill. But there's a standoff at the moment between Sinn Féin and parts of the Good Friday Agreement relating to the Irish Language Act that have to be implemented, and the unionists are basically backtracking. They say they'll do it in their own time, but Sinn Féin want guarantees that this is going to happen. And of course, if they don't agree on a First Minister and a Deputy First Minister by next Monday, Brandon Lewis, the Northern Ireland Secretary, then he takes over and he can call an election. So it could be back to square one. But there's certainly a lot of distrust between the unionists and the nationalists. And some of the members of the Democratic Unionist Party are very upset that Arlene Foster was pushed out. And they're making moves to, some of them have resigned from the party, and it's a very split party there at the moment. Okay, let's move on, and we'll go with Eleanor Shanley and a song called Seven Spanish Angels.
Down to her own eyes and said, "Say a prayer for me." And she threw her arms around him and said, "God will keep us free." He could hear the riders coming. He said, "This is my last stand. And if they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive." There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne, and seven Spanish angels
Yes, Eleanor Shanley there with Ronnie Drew and Seven Spanish Angels. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcast in Christchurch on Saturday night. And Cafferty Coast in Wellington on a Sunday night. We're going to play the Rose of Tralee next. And met a nice lady yesterday in Takapuna. And I was telling her about the programme. She says her husband's from Kerry, Sean Curtin. So, Sean, I hope you're listening in tonight. We play the Rose of Tralee for you. But there'll be no Rose of Tralee competition back in Kerry this year, obviously because of COVID. But things are moving in the right direction with people, you know, seem to be adhering to the guidelines that have been set down with people dining outside. And there's been nice pictures of people dining outside and having pints of Guinness and other drinks. But of course, the weather isn't very summery over there at the moment. Of course, on the sports front this weekend, the US Open is on, and Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy, Paulie Carrington are playing in that. And of course, more important, the final rounds of the National League took place last weekend. I'm pretty sure I'll go through the scores here. My own team, Galway, were beaten in extra time by Monaghan by a point in football. But the hurlers look like they're doing really well, and they're tipped as possible All-Ireland finalist this year. But the breaking news out of Ireland tonight in Mayo is that Killeen Connor Fierce has been knocked out of the championship, must be after an injury. I just see that coming through here. And of course, from our point of view in a rugby following nation, the Lions Tour, the teams are over in the panel are in Jersey at the moment, preparing to play Japan in 2 weeks' time, and then head to South Africa for the three test series and a number of other games down there. But anyway, we'll go for the Rose of Tralee for the man from Kerry, Sean Curtin. Listening, I think this is DJ Curtin. Yes, of course, no Rose of Tralee competition this year, and New Zealand only sends a rose now over every second year. And of course, there was no Rose of Tralee last year, so hopefully next year New Zealand will be able to have a contestant over there in the competition. Right, you're listening to Ireland Calling broadcasting with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Of course, the big news at the weekend from the sports field was the tragedy that unfolded at the Euros when Christian Eriksen, the Danish player, collapsed and literally was dead for 5 minutes, and before he was brought back to life again. He's doing well in a hospital in Copenhagen. But of course, no Irish interest in the Euros this year. There was supposed to have been two games played in Dublin, but because of the COVID situation, those games weren't, the government advised UEFA they couldn't host them. Somebody thought they might, FAI or Ireland might get some compensation, but I don't think there's any compensation coming through. But every sports fan around the world delighted to see that Christian Eriksen, only 29, made a miraculous return to life thanks to the great support from his medical team. GAA games here, looking here. Alliance Leagues, Meath left spitting mad after Kildare defeat. Kildare Mayo joined the top flight as teams feel the heat in the promotion and relegation battle. So we'll run through all the results. Of course, soccer gets huge publicity. Looking at the Irish Times here, three pages. Kerry had a huge win in Division 1 semi-final over Tyrone. Kerry 6-15, Tyrone 1-14. Kildare 1-14, Meath 14 points. Mayo 2-22, Clare 2-18. And that's where Killian O'Connor hurted his foot. So the Mayo selectors will be anxiously awaiting how he's going to go. Down secure promotion. They secured their Division 2 status by a win, 2-19 to 2-12 over Laois. Cork, the same, stayed in Division 2, 3-22 to 25 points. And we'll move to the next page here and see. But Dublin, big win over Donegal, 1-18 to 1-14. Armagh pack the power and decisive victory, 1-17 to 11 points over Roscommon. Clubston's future, not the only question facing Dublin. And Galway lose grip of the game in the final minutes. So Galway were leading, literally, with full time up. And Monaghan, in the last kick of the game, equalised. And again, Galway were level, literally, in the axe minute of extra time when the final kick of the game by Monaghan player. So Monaghan won that game 1-21 to 2-17. So I think Galway will be slipping down to Division 2. And on the hurling front, quickly here, Waterford 2-29, Tipperary 3-21. So a Waterford victory there. And Waterford triumphs marred by a number of injuries. Galway topped the table with a win in Cork. Galway 3-25 and Cork 2-23. And some were predicting a Galway-Limerick final. It's a long way to go yet. Clare defeat Kilkenny to finish their campaign on a high. Clare 4-20, Kilkenny 1-25. There'll be a different story when the championship starts on Sunday week. Westmeath 18 points, Limerick 3-26. Antrim kept up their winning ways, 2-23 over Laois, 1-22. And Wexford see off Dublin, and eyes now turn to the championship. So that's good news. And finally in rugby, good news here. Late developer Jonathan Caldwell, 37, he won a European golf title at the weekend, and he's from Bangor in County Down. And first he got a payday of £145,000, and his message to everybody at the Clanboyne Golf Club is to open a tab, and the drinks were on him. But playing for a long time, played with Rory McIlroy when Rory started out, but not having the same success. So the attention will now turn to how McIlroy and Harrington and Lowry do in the US Open this weekend. And of course, Irish eyes are now, like New Zealand eyes, are heading towards the Olympics, and a number of other people qualified there. We're going to go with Summer of My Dreams from Dolores Cain next. Done. Beautiful voice there of Dolores Cain, Summer of My Dreams. And just going back to Gaelic Games, if you want to watch the Gaelic Games, the championship when it starts in 2 weeks' time, you can log on to gaago.ie and all the games are there. You can take a season pass or you can buy individual match packages. So if you want to follow your own county team and you can watch the games on your phone or iPad or computer, gaago.ie is the way to go. It's a lot cheaper than getting PPE. This examiner story yesterday said that the state paid an astronomical €915 million for PPE gear in 2020. People before Profit TD Gino Kenny asked for under the Official Information Act and to show that the state paid all this money out, and they also paid another company almost €31 million for 1,026 ventilator units, or €29,806 per unit. So a number of companies did really well, earning between some of them €102 million and €226 million. No word from the HSE on how much of this stuff was deemed unsuitable. We know that some of the stuff that came originally from China was not suitable and had to be obviously, I don't even think they were able to return it because they bought it in a rush and they didn't check. Arrivals from Britain, as I mentioned earlier, they have to isolate now for 10 days. So new health regulations aimed at slowing the spread of this Delta to virus variant, the Indian variant of the virus, have to isolate for 10 days. So I know, listen, last week, 15,000 people arrived into Ireland every week now at the moment. The other big news at the weekend was the sudden collapse of Stobart Air, which had the contract to run all the regional Aer Lingus flights from to Donegal and to Dublin and to Derry, I think, and Waterford. And they basically announced on Friday that they just were insolvent. So the Aer Lingus has come to the rescue. And even though these flights were all booked and everything under the Aer Lingus brand, Aer Lingus weren't actually running the particular airlines, and they've come in and kept services going for the next 2 weeks. And finally, nice picture in the front of the Irish Examiner yesterday. Says, do you have a minute? And it shows twins Kate and Matthew Kerwin, age 7, the first visitors to a new Irish museum at Tyne, which officially opened in Waterford yesterday. And the museum is home to the oldest Irish long case and table clocks and watches around the world. So when we get out of COVID and people are allowed to travel again, and you're heading to Ireland, maybe head down there to the new Irish Museum of Watches. Or shall we go with Sean Keane here and Home Away From Home?
I stayed up till the dawn, hanging out the jeans and reels till everyone had gone, singing some old shut-eye songs I hadn't sung for years, knocking back the brandy and the beer. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to meet you place back one time. Going back again for the time to say goodbye. I've had one bag too many just as I was said to leave. I was loaded down with bacon and with sausages and tea. And I couldn't find my ticket as I'm walking out the door. Till I emptied all my bags out on the floor. Back across the ocean to my home, away from home. I'm glad to be returning. While waiting for the meal, just trying not to let my head know how my stomach feels. There's a baby right behind me, making sure that I won't sleep. And the price too full to find another seat. Back across the ocean to my home, away from home. I'm glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to meet you places at one time. I fell asleep at last just as the plane is drifting down, and I itch and ears when waiting for the bags to come around. And I make it home at last and I'm barely on tax when I'm already making plans to go again. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. To find a way to meet you places at one time. But it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. Back across the ocean to my home away from home. I'm glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to meet you places at one time. But it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye.
Sean Keane and Home Away From Home. Hopefully this programme each week brings you back to your home in Ireland, whatever part of Ireland you're from. And I know that everybody will be looking forward to heading back there. But hold on, hold the horses. I'm just looking at the Herald here, and the announcement was made a short time ago. This is about 11:30 here in Auckland, that Team New Zealand, New Zealand government didn't manage to do a deal with Team New Zealand to host the next America's Cup here. But on the story and stuff, it says here, Team New Zealand, Cowes in Britain and Oman have been mentioned as possibilities. And now Irish city Cork is potentially in the mix of options that may also include China, Saudi Arabia, Valencia and Dubai. So the Irish Examiner reports that a technical team from the America's Cup organising authority visited Cork last weekend for a site assessment. So who knows, you know, the Cork, the big into sailing and beautiful harbour. up there with obviously Auckland Harbour and Sydney Harbour as a great, and we've talked for many years with the sailing enthusiast and RTE, former RTE correspondent Tom McSweeney, who loves his sailing, and he talked about the beautiful harbour. So we'll have to wait and watch the space. So I'm not sure whether the Cork County Council and the Irish government will be putting up a couple of hundred million to host the America's Cup there, but you never know, there might be some other organisation and that are interested in funding a bid to have it hosted in Cork. Anyway, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you, as I said here, each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And I hope wherever you're listening tonight that you're enjoying the programme. Martin Breheny writes in the Irish Independent today about the unfairness of the provincial system is amplified by the absence of qualifiers for a second year. Of course, qualifiers are happening in the hurling, but not in the football. So if you're knocked out in the football, that's it, you're gone. And of course, the championship starts next weekend. There's a few final matches we played in the league this weekend, but next weekend, the 26th of June, sees the football championship with the All-Ireland finals, hurling and football, due to take place in August. And as I said, you can watch the games live on your computer, iPod, or iPad, or your mobile phone. If you log on to gaago.ie, and you can find out the various costs involved in watching. Leaving cert exams continue for another 2 weeks. And normally the weather is really warm when the leaving certs are on, leaving cert exams are on, but not so much this year. Weather not great, and lots of stories about the leaving cert in all the different papers. Of course, the government are urging people to stay at home this summer and holiday at home, because if you're not vaccinated, they're not recommended people travel abroad. And obviously, if you do, you're going to have to isolate when you come back again. But people still have to self-isolate when they come back. But obviously, people are doing it at home. But whether they're adhering to the rules, not sure. And farmers here in the Irish Independent, John Heaney, farmers are being treated like circus animals. It's time to say stop. We've had enough. And there's a picture of a couple of foxes there, and this is all about in the farming section of the Irish Independent. And finally here I see Suzanne Breen writing in the Independent, says bringing down the Stormont institutions would be a high risk strategy for Sinn Féin, because we know after the executive was brought down nearly 3 years ago by Martin McGuinness over the Cash for Ash scheme, there was three years there of a vacuum before the executive was reformed. So if they go back into this kind of stuff again, as Suzanne Breen says in her article, it's just a bad deal for everybody. And of course, we've got the marching season coming up in the next few weeks, so it's very important that a deal is done and they continue on. Right, we'll move on with the parting glass here, Liam Clancy.
I'm all alone.
Liam Clancy there, and obviously his version of The Parting Glass. And we're not parting ways yet. We've got another about 15 minutes to go. But as a result of, you know, the heart attack by Ericsson at the weekend, I see there's an article here in the Irish Times, how to do CPR and why it could save somebody's life. So here's a couple of tips. Well, here we'd be calling 111 instead of 999. Place the heel of one hand in the centre of the chest. Place the other hand on top and interlock the fingers. And then you compress the chest to the rhythm of Staying Alive to the Bee Gees song. And if willing, provide two rescue breaths between every 30 compressions. Otherwise, pump the chest continuously. And the key thing here is don't stop pumping. So the Irish Heart Foundation is urging people to learn how to do CPR. There were over 5,000 cardiac arrests in Ireland last year, and 70% of these happened in the home. So it's obviously something that people should be able to do, how to do CPR. Right, we'll take another song, and this time we'll go with Mary Black and Katie. Black there, and a lovely song called Katie, and of course that brings back memories of the tours that Mary made here along with some of the other great Irish artists, including, of course, Daniel O'Donnell. But we had the Guinness Celebration of Music for a number of years, which saw the likes of Mary Black, her sister Frances, Kieran Goss. You also had Stockton's Wing were here, the Dubliners were here, the Chieftains were here a number of times. And, of course, you know, the shows had stopped, you know, long before COVID. But certainly good memories, and hopefully, you know, those days will return again, and some of the Irish groups will come back down here to New Zealand and tour again. But these days, thanks to modern communication, we can obviously join and see their videos and everything online. There wasn't much of that, we say, 30, 35 years ago when... obviously bands like that toured. But Mary, I certainly remember interviewing her here a few times. She was here about at least three or four times. And of course the Fury Brothers and Davey Art, they were here once on a concert. And big groups like obviously Hot House Flowers were here. Speaking of Hot House Flowers, I've got them coming up next with Gypsy Fair. And Faith Noel Breenan, one of the members of the band at that time, now he presents Late Date on RTE Radio over the weekend. A lovely mix of music and chat there from Faith Noel. And of course the Cranberries were here, and other fantastic Irish bands. But anyway, Gypsy Fair, Hot House Flowers.
I'm tempted strongly.
Yes, Hothouse Flowers there and Gypsy Fair, and of course the Spancel Hill Fair, that should be coming up this weekend around the 23rd of June, so that'll be next week. And of course the 23rd of June is the eve of the Feast of St. John, who's on the 24th of June, and that was a great time that we had the bonfires over there, especially in the west of Ireland, and brought people out to the crossroads in our village and sat around and chatted, and it was a tradition we had when we were growing up, and but sadly it's died away now, and of course people have to be very careful in these COVID times, not together in groups. Just having a quick look at the Farm and Irish Examiner supplement of last week. Nice picture of a couple of farmers down in Clonakilty, County Cork. Two contractors, Paul O'Donovan, not the rower, and Paul Welton. And they're from Henry Smith Agri Contractors, and they were in full operation last week cutting silage. Obviously, busy time of the year for silage, and later in the year, hay making and cutting turf in the west of Ireland. And of course, field days gets underway down here in New Zealand today, and an opportunity for many big Irish agribusiness to showcase their produce and machinery. And I know while obviously the representatives from Ireland cannot come out, most of these big organisations have representatives here promoting their wares. So I think of McHale's down in Mayo, they're pretty much to the fore down here with their balers and wrappers and stuff like that. Well, that's about it for another week. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme. Thanks again to the Hugh Green Group. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme. We'll be back again next week. We'll leave you tonight a little bit of what do you call it, to start, I think, with Sharon Shannon. So we'll actually might as well go out. Have I got another piece of instrumental music here? Christy Moore. We might go with Christy. Yeah, we'll go with Christine, a bit of the Reel and the Flickering Light. Good night, goodbye, and God bless.
We're going to